What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
So he's on trial. And now Diddy Combs apparently cannot sell his house. His mansion is listed at $61 million. They're saying, it says here in the story.
I'll take two.
In a striking turn of events in the luxury real estate market, renowned music mogul Sean Diddy Combs has encountered significant challenges in selling his mansion in Los Angeles, originally listing the home at $61 million. Despite the property's high-profile location, lavish features, buyer interest is notably low.
Does it say in the description of the property that it feels rapey?
It does not say that.
It just says some rooms feel rapey because, you know, the common areas were used for just regular parties.
Why would anyone want to go anywhere near that disgusting house? Would you want to be in Harvey Weinstein's house or office? I wouldn't want to be there either.
Some real estate investor by the name of Bo Belmont has offered $30 million for the property. Half of what they're asking.
You'd have to gut it. You would have to gut it so you could tell everybody, you know, it's not what it was. We've taken it down to the studs.
But we've talked about, like, homes where famous murders or even a murder has occurred. There was no murder in that. I mean,
that we know of. I mean,
all right.
It's just, it was a house of horrors is the way I look at it.
You said horrors, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
you know, somebody bought, I believe, the Menendez home where those murders happened. We know somebody bought the JonBenet Ramsey house.
I think one horrifying event happening in a home is one thing, but walking through the halls and knowing, or at least what
would you want to know, Sam,
to have went on in those rooms on every single Friday, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, whatever night of the week it was.
Well, I don't think they're even denying that those freak-offs occurred.
Yeah.
The question is, did he engage in human trafficking? They're arguing, of course, that he did not.
Right.
But I don't think anybody is denying that there were these
events. I hate that is even part of our vernacular. It's so gross.
It's an insanely beautiful home.
I'm sure it is.
But I would not buy it.
Would you want to know if something bad had happened in the house that you're buying?
My buddy grew up in a house where they knew that somebody had died, natural causes, in the back bedroom of the home. It was like a 5-bedroom home or something.
Okay.
And they never went in that room.
They just didn't go in there?
Nobody ever went in that room.
You know, as we get older and as housing around us gets older, odds are pretty good that something has gone south in most houses around here.
When I lived in Roland Park, as I've said in some commercials for CertaPro, shameless plug, that house was 60 years old.
Yeah.
I have very little doubt that somebody probably drew their last breath in that house.
Probably.
Not everybody dies in a hospital. A lot of people, I would argue, you know, I don't know if it's a majority necessarily, but
a lot of people die in the home.
In their homes, in their own bed.
I was touring homes in college to rent, down in the 55th and Paseo area. And the realtor did, as we walked down the basement stairs, say, I'm sorry, there's a room down here that's a little rapey.
Oh,
did they
God.
Did they really use that word?
That is exactly what he said.
And what was like, in that room?
Can we go to the next house?
What was in that room? You were curious enough to go look.
Oh, I went and looked. So it was a stone foundation, you know, the way all those old homes are.
Were there chains hanging from the ceiling?
No, but the main portion of the basement was not painted. It was just regular stone foundation. And then you went to the egress area. There was like a little walkway, kind of like a hallway, but not really a hallway, where you could tell there had been doors on either side where there were no longer doors, and it was painted white.
Okay. I do have sort of a cautious, slow run, do not walk, but I feel guilty saying run, do not walk.
Have you seen it?
Yes. I got sucked into that Netflix Deadly American Marriage. I kept scrolling. I'm like, not going to watch it. Scrolling, not going to watch it. Scrolling. Nope.
What's it called?
A Deadly American Marriage.
Okay, is it a true story or is it fiction?
It is a true story. Okay. There are three or four episodes. Okay. And it is a woman who goes over to Ireland to be an au pair for a widow. He's got two little babies, like a one-year-old and a three-year-old.
Okay.
And then they fall in love, come back to the United States, and she takes a brick to his head in the master bedroom. Hmm. Like a landscape brick. You know the big ones with the grooved edge on the back?
Yeah, of course.
That you stack. She takes a landscape brick to his head while her father, a former FBI agent in these United States, bashes him with a baseball bat.
Why?
That is the entire unraveling of the Deadly American Marriage. And there's a trial. And why did they say there was a reason they did it. And that thing sucked me right in.
Did you watch the whole thing?
I am done watching. I finished it yesterday.
Wait, and you don't get the reason?
You do get their reason.
What was their reason?
That he had it coming.
Well, what does that mean?
That he was abusive.
Okay. And never mind.
It is, I would tell you, I hate saying run, do not walk when it is something so just jarring. But it is one of those cases where you're thinking you don't know whose story to believe, and he's dead. Beyond dead.
How can you be beyond dead? You're like,
well, you die of death.
You're dead squared?
It is suggested that if you were an FBI agent, and a very successful FBI agent, by the way,
okay, great,
you would know how to act and exactly what to say when you were being interrogated. Would you not agree with that?
Yes.
That's how, like, you don't really know. And the only people that know what happened are either accused of it or dead.
And dad participated in the murder.
Yes.
Knowing full well that as a member of law enforcement, that they're going to get caught.
Yes.
And both are likely to go to prison for the rest of their lives.
Yes. They called 911, said, we need help here. And the operators, the dispatchers are always so calm. What's going on over there? And he goes, We need an ambulance. And she goes, what's going on?
Apparently not. He's dead.
He said, she asked him, is he alive? And he goes, I don't know. Let me just, I'm not going to ruin anything for you here. No, he was not alive.
Then why call the ambulance?
Because they killed him.
Okay.
There's no question they killed him.
And they don't deny it.
They do not deny it.
Hmm. Well, now I don't have to watch it.
Well, you do.
You just saved me 3 hours of my life.
No, you do, because you don't, like, is it possible this was self-defense? I mean, the coroner's like,
Not if dad is over there. No.
Watch it.
No, I don't need to. You just told me the whole story.
No, I didn't. From the story starts with the 911 call, with the dad saying, we need somebody to come over here. There's been an altercation, if you will.
We've been run, do not walking the voice.
Oh, I saw
it ended last night.
There was a winner, and it's in my stack to play the story and the song with Jelly Roll and the winner.
Let me read you. No,
it is outstanding.
I'll have you read it. A Facebook post from a gal that I went to high school with in a place I'm not allowed to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Just read this. Don't give out the name, because she gives out, if anybody's recorded it. Just read what my friend Karen Ford, who I went to school with somewhere far away, what she wrote on Facebook.
Holy crap, my next door neighbor just won The Voice. Wow.
Mm-hmm. She lives in Florida now.
I'll tell you, he has a one hell of a voice. Mm-hmm. And he did a duet with Jelly Roll, and that's all we're going to say.
Okay. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.